you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807, and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
7th Earth Day.
.659 on 960 The Quake. Our special on the 1906 earthquake coming up at the top of the hour, and then Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. It's usually Will Durst and Willie Brown and Paul Wells, but one of our favorite guests will be our guest host today, Paul. What do you know?
And she will be discussing what happens in the red and blue states of one's mind.
Rose has made the tour of the red states, hasn't she?
This is true. We'll also be looking at all the gas prices that are going on. Rose has found the highest we've heard of so far.
Gas prices are a mess, and there's pumps running dry, we hear, in some parts of the country. Holy cow.
The only thing that's down is Bush's approval rating.
Right. $4 a gallon in Beverly Hills.
Oh. And as I said, that's exactly what they should be paying after charging me the amount of money they charge for a movie admission.
So you figure $10, $11 for a movie, what's $4 for a gallon gas?
In that crowd? Are you kidding me? All those SUVs, can't you see it now? Aaron Spelling rolling around in a Navigator?
Or is Hummer? All right, that's all coming up. We're Keeping It Real with Will and Willie and Rose today. That's the Progressive News Hour for this Friday. Our special report on the 1906 earthquake coming up next on San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive Progressive Talk Station. We're broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco, 960 The Quake at 7 o'clock. This Quake News Team special on the 06 earthquake and fire brought to you by Quake Hold, America's leader in earthquake safety fasteners. Quake Hold products are available at the Home Depot, Orchard Supply Hardware, and Lowe's Home Improvement Centers.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News as we look back at the 100-year anniversary of the Great Quake and Fire of 1906.
When the great earthquake struck San Francisco on April 18, 1906, it led to a moment in photographic.
Do you feel like a slave to your work, spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. as we commemorate, look back, and look to the future. For more information on the great 1906 earthquake, please visit our website, quakeradio.com.
Here's a quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 7:03. This report brought to you by Toyota Certified Autos. San Jose problem on 680 southbound for 280 split. Stall blocking an as yet unknown lane, but CHP is rolling there. Los Altos, some debris in the right lane still on 280 southbound before El Monte. Car stalled in the right lane now on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge right after the island. And the metering lights are on, going the other way. Just minor delays at the tolls, not even a mid-light in the upper deck. Looks fine at the moment. Toyota certified used vehicles featuring 160-point quality assurance inspections and vehicle history reports. You can check out the great financing rates available now at your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified. The best new cars make the best used cars. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up next on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quick.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org. Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Good morning, 7:06 on this Friday, and keeping it real with Will and Willie is hitting the airwaves. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown, and in for Will Durst, we have Rose Aguilera. Rose, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
We have a lot of stories in the news. Of course, President Bush coming to town, and today, a little bit later on, we'll be talking to the gentleman from the Democratic Party in Santa Clara County who's organizing the protest that will happen when Bush touches down and goes to Cisco Systems later on today. And we'll also be spending some time with various people because of Earth Day tomorrow.
Right, and it's interesting because gas prices are hitting all-time records a day before Earth Day. And in fact, we found an interesting piece today that talks about some gas is just running out, running completely dry in Philadelphia. And in New York and Texas, they're also having problems at the pumps. They don't have enough gas.
And, of course, they're burning gas in this country at about twice the number of gallons per day that they do so in China. Yet the prospects with China will exceed us, and when that happens, the world's reserves will disappear much faster than originally anticipated. Can you imagine using, 7 million gallons of gasoline every day? 7 million gallons of gasoline? That's a lot of gasoline.
Yeah, and it's supposed to double over the next 20 years.
And believe me, when they do, the prices will double. It's interesting, though, Rose, in China, You talked about $4 a gallon. You know what the gasoline is over there? The average price is about $1.75, and it's because the nation is, in fact, subsidizing and the use of gasoline as a means by which to fuel the economic engine of that country. And as they say on NPR, it's going to be very difficult to wean people away from subsidized, inexpensive energy prices when you decide at some point that this is a foolish method by which to deplete the planet. And when that happens, there's going to be a real problem, major proportions. And
joining with us this morning is also a guest on the phone right now to kick off our Earth Day special edition of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We welcome Lori David, one of the executive producers of the special on global warming tomorrow on HBO. Welcome to The Quake.
Thanks for having me. It's interesting what you guys are saying about China, but one point I want to make is that you can't sell American cars in China because we don't meet their fuel economy standards. They have higher fuel economy standards than American cars do.
Yes, but we do have relationships with China where we are. In fact, just outside of Shanghai in Pudong, we are actually in the automobile building business with them. We're in partnership with that operation, and I think it's either Ford or GM, one or the other. And they actually make a Chinese version of some automobile that we use, and you're right, they're smaller cars. They burn fuel far more efficient here, but yet, in terms of the pollution issue, it may be worse than it is here. So the fact that the cars are smaller and they go further on a gallon of gasoline doesn't address, in my opinion, the real issue, Laura.
Well, it's not the only thing that's causing pollution there. I mean, the coal-burning power plants, obviously, they're building about one a week. But I hope, you know, I mean, high gas prices might have one, you know, possible good effect, which is that people will start buying hybrid cars, start demanding, you know, fuel-efficient cars, and start rejecting 15-mile-per-gallon cars from Detroit. So I hope that that's that continues to happen. And Mr. Brown, I want to thank you for being a virtual marcher, by the way. You are marching virtually on the internet at stopglobalwarming.org, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, somebody told you about that. Oh, you remembered it.
Of course.
Very good. Let me ask you a question. I have taken to calling the various cab companies and trying my best to get their alternative fuel vehicles here in San Francisco, because unlike most people in this town, I don't use an automobile. I actually use public transportation in one form or another, and for critical issues, taxi cabs. Every time I get in a taxi cab where they have an alternative fuel vehicle, there are complaints like you would not believe, and they try to demonstrate to me by going up the highest hills in San Francisco, and I don't know whether they're doing it deliberately or not, but there does appear to be some difference in the performance of these vehicles on these hills.
Wow.
Have you run across any of that in dialogue with people about alternative fuel vehicles?
Just the opposite. And the truth is, these hybrid cars, this is not about a sacrifice. This is about a change. And these cars work great. The only difference you can tell is really you don't have to go to the gas station as often, and they're super quiet. In fact, in L.A., there is a car service called Evo Limo, and I use them all the time. And they pick you up in a hybrid car, and they also these cars work fantastic. They're wonderful cars. I think New York City is going to have, I think they're starting to have hybrid taxis as well.
Well, you know, in San Francisco, in terms of our public use of automobiles by city fathers and mothers and by units of our government, we really ought to be about mandating 100% use of hybrid cars. I think our good mayor is probably there. The Board of Supervisors should be there, and there really should obviously trigger the availability of alternative fuels more conveniently located than it may currently be. That was another one of the complaints that the taxi cab operators complained about.
Well, that's a, you know, a great thing every city can do. And, you know, the federal government is a huge purchaser of cars. You know, they have fleets of cars. And the federal government tomorrow, if the president is concerned about our addiction to oil, could mandate tomorrow that any new car purchased for the federal government has to be efficient or a hybrid, unless specifically required for a tap. California did pass a law like this, and we need every city doing it. We need, you know, universities are now talking about doing it. The University of Florida has mandated that any car purchased for their fleet has to be a hybrid or fuel efficient. So,
you know, some people would argue, as was the case when we started the safety standards for California, that you really can't have an isolated state doing certain things on the standard side. I actually authored the legislation that created mandated seat belts and ultimately triggered airbags, got the insurance companies to agree to give you a break on your rates and premiums if you had those kinds of things in your cars. Suddenly, the so-called California car became the standard for the whole nation. I think on the pollution side and on the alternative fuel vehicle side, that kind of advocacy and that kind of action would trigger a compliance that would result in massive changes in people's conduct.
It is the only way to do it, because if you don't have federal leadership, you need state leadership, and you need local leadership. And the fact that Detroit Ford is suing the state of California because of our global warming standards is absolutely criminal, and they, you know, that they are going to have to drop that suit soon, because you can't, on the one hand, be advertising how green your company is, and on the other hand, suing a state for trying to do something to lower carbon dioxide emissions.
We're talking to Lori David on 960 The Quake, and Lori is the producer of Too Hot Not to Handle, which is going to be debuting on HBO tomorrow night at 8 o'clock p.m. And if you head over to stopglobalwarming.org, you can check out the trailer of Too Hot Not to Handle. Lori, I'm wondering, now that gas prices are so high, people are making the connection between global warming and gas prices, and it seems like the national media is really clinging on to this concept of global warming, and unlike what they used to do even a year ago, where they would call in a skeptic to say global warming is not happening, they're not doing that anymore. In fact, 60 Minutes had a great piece a few weeks ago talking to scientists who said they're basically being silenced by the Bush administration, scientists who refused to speak out even a couple years ago. And CNN is running a week-long special about global warming, and they're basically saying it's happening, and we're no longer going to call in the skeptics.
Well, this is a major celebration for Earth Day, I have to say. You know, there's more consensus that on this than there was that smoking tobacco caused cancer. The world scientists have said it. They're now saying that we have less than 10 years to really start dealing with this thing right now. And the skeptics are all funded. You know, that's been proven time and again that these so-called skeptics have, you know, received money from ExxonMobil and other places. And finally, I think the tipping point is happening in this country, and the media has been helping this year. And if you go to your newsstand right now, you could pick up the current issue of Vanity Fair. It's a green issue. There's stunning articles in it about global warming. It's their first ever green issue. Elle Magazine, a fashion magazine, okay, has a green issue this month, and they went so far as to print it on recycled paper. So I'm hoping that sells out on newsstands everywhere and sends a big message to these publishers that, you know, there's another way of doing business. We don't have to be decimating our forests to print magazines. So Elle went out on the limb. They have a green issue, and I hope everyone buy it. And by the way, Time Magazine a couple weeks ago, I mean, this was a huge cover story on global warming, saying, be worried, be very, very worried. It is irresponsible for the media to be any longer, you know, putting these skeptics on and giving them equal weight to the thousands and thousands of peer-reviewed scientists saying that the globe is warming. They can't do it anymore, and we have to reject that. And we have to put that debate behind us and start focusing on solutions, of which there are many.
So we ultimately need some sort of response from the government, because we have the EPA saying the U.S. is making significant progress toward the president's greenhouse gas reduction goals, even though the emissions went up 5%. So
that's complete and total misinformation. This, you know, the federal government is doing nothing. It's stunning, and the American people have to reject that. And that's one of the reasons why I started the virtual march with Senator John McCain and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I don't believe government is going to change until the people demand it. So it only takes an email address to go on this site and add your voice to the hundreds of thousands of people and Willie Brown who are marching to say we want solutions. But we will not solve this without federal leadership. But what we're trying to do is get, you know, businesses to push in and individuals to push in and start demanding that we do something about it.
Quickly, Laura, there's an election coming up this November. It seems to me the issue needs to be center stage in the candidacies of all these people seeking public office.
I couldn't agree with you more. And by the way, candidates of either party have to make this a number one issue. This is a greater threat to our life and the way we live than terrorism is. And that's, you know, and the world is addressing it, and we are not. And we have to change that, and we have to support and elect politicians that put this on the front burner.
Hopefully, this Earth Day will be something other than just kind of an oddball gathering of few of us. It will be.
Picking up trash.
Yes, it will be like the Easter egg roll.
Thank you so much, Mayor Brown, for your leadership on this issue.
All right.
Thank you, Lori David. Lori David is the executive producer of Too Hot Not to Handle. It's on HBO tomorrow as an Earth Day special. And you might also know her name partly because of Larry David, who was a producer and creator of Seinfeld and a number of other great, funny things that we get to see in for Will Durst today. We have Rose Aguilera with us and Willie Brown, and Elizabeth Goldstein is next. She is the president of the California State Park Foundation as we do a special Earth Day special pre-Earth Day here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. 718. Stay with us on 960 The Quake.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wendy Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Help.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
/722 Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake on this Friday. I'm Paul Wells, and in for Will Durst this morning, Rose Aguilar, and our guest right now as our pre-Earth Day special program, Elizabeth Goldstein joins us, president of the California State Park Foundation, and you were once here in San Francisco under similar circumstances.
I was.
She didn't have any money. This is a rich foundation. This is a very rich foundation.
Well, she worked for you, Mr. Mayor, didn't she?
Yeah, but that's an automatic poverty commitment.
Uh-huh. Certainly park systems all over California are working with less money than they should have, and California State Parks is no exception. It's a pleasure to be here with my former boss.
Elizabeth's on the air with some regularity. I told her just before we came into the studio that I'm hearing her voice more often than I hear mine. What are all those commercials that you're doing?
Well, we're getting the word out for our Earth Day celebrations tomorrow. We have sites all over the state of California, 42 sites and 12 in the Bay Area, as a matter of fact, where we're trying to get people out to help us take care of state parks.
Okay, you're going to do something different on Earth Day than just sit around and talk about it, though. I noticed something about volunteers. What is that?
That's correct. People are going to get out, and yes, indeed, they're going to pick up trash in some of those parks, but they're also going to help us rebuild trails and replant native plant materials and do all sorts of things to make sure that the parks that we're in tomorrow are actually better off than they were when we started.
Now, I've just been rediscovering Golden Gate Park and spending a lot of time at Stowe Lake, which is absolutely beautiful. And when I walk around there, I often think, how do they maintain this? I mean, it's gorgeous. There's not an ounce of trash. The trees are just beautifully cut. The flowers are gorgeous. And I just read that the California State Parks has $900 million in deferred maintenance projects, but you've only received about 11.5 so far. Can you sort of talk about that process?
Sure, I'd be delighted to. This is a pretty tragic situation for California State Parks. As I'm sure you know, we have 278 parks throughout the state of California. Here in the Bay Area, Angel Island and Candlestick State Recreation Area and East Shore are all state parks. And the state park system actually gets about 46% of what they need on an annual basis to take care of the park system. And those are for things like security and cleaning restrooms and picking up trash on beaches and taking care of plant materials. And so every year there that gap between the 76% and the 100% of taking of having the real dollars that are necessary to take care of the system starts moving over onto that deferred maintenance list. So when you don't clear out a gutter on a historic home, ultimately the damage builds up so that you're not just having to clear a gutter anymore, you're having to replace a roof. And that's what we talk about when we talk about deferred maintenance, that deferred maintenance list. So it's really a sign that our state park system is deteriorating, and we really need to do better at taking care of it.
Elizabeth, there is a state park service. You are not the state park service, right?
We are not. We are their nonprofit partner, and we've been around for almost 37 years now. And we're here to help create an ethic for maintaining and preserving the state park system.
Rose talked about money in the reference to deferred maintenance money. How are you funded, and how do you play a role in this deferred maintenance gap, if at all?
we do a couple of things that are really critical. We have members, and you can join the foundation. We're an extremely cheap date, and we have 75,000 members in the state of California. So we're totally independently funded. We're not funded by the state at all. And we've raised over the life of the foundation about $120 million for state parks for all kinds of projects, including Earth Day. We raise money to put grants out in particular parks to do these improvements that we're going to be working on tomorrow all over the state. We also do advocacy work because we recognize that the efforts of volunteers and philanthropic work like our foundation and nonprofit partners that help state parks all over the state is not enough all by itself. So we also work to really convince the policymakers in California, in the legislature and the governor's office, that it's necessary to put adequate public resources into the system as well, and that between these two, we'll do really well. And so the California State Park System is really dedicated to taking care of the system as best as they can, but they're only as good as the resources they've got.
Now, because Golden Gate Park is such a tourist attraction, especially with the new De Young, there's so many people there, so obviously it's to your advantage to keep that park looking beautiful and clean. I'm wondering, what's the status of parks in other parts of the state?
Well, California state parks are very varied in their kinds of parks. We have historic parks like Hearst Castle is a state park, Fort Ross is a state park, Jack London, those are all historic places. Then we have these incredible natural places here in the Bay Area. Angel Island not only has historic sites like the immigration station, but also has glorious hillsides and hiking trails and all sorts of other things. And each one of those state parks has enormous array of things that need to be taken care of. And, you know, the truth of the matter is that when you get out and you look at these parks, you don't necessarily, with an uneducated visitor's eye, see the damage that's going on. But hillsides are being eroded, irrigation systems and sewage systems are not being taken care of in the way that they need to. And those invisible deteriorations are the things that we're really talking about in the deferred maintenance list.
It's interesting for the public to know there's only one state park in San Francisco. And the whole county of San Francisco is only one state park. Golden Gate Park is not a state park. None of the local city parks. The only one is the one that I created out there where I didn't even know where it was when I created it. It was underwater out in Candlestick State Park.
Absolutely.
And in most urban areas, there are not state parks. State parks are actually in the rural and the wilderness area. So, Elizabeth, you're not talking about city parks. You're not talking about county parks. You're only talking about the State Park Foundation and the work that you do there. Is that correct?
Absolutely. But, you know, we consider what's happening in parks in California to be a system. So the urban parks are incredibly important to that system, and the state parks are incredibly important to the system. Together, they create a continuity of experience for visitors. So the state park system is absolutely vital, and we're trying to highlight attention on that system. But we really urge people to recognize the value of their local parks as well, because they're essential.
In your advocacy role, I think there would be some value in increasing the number of urban state parks simply because you reduce the need for people to travel to burn fuel to get there, and the cost is just outrageous. We're going to be back in just a second, Elizabeth. Can you stick around for just a couple more seconds?
You betcha. I'd love to.
This is 960 The Quake.
Our guest, Elizabeth Goldstein, president of the California Park Association, here keeping it real with Will and Willie. I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown and Rose Aguilera. And right now, John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink? Well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff. Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org. Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Evolution of radio is here. HD Digital. Listen to the Bay Area's progressive talk with CD quality sound and no static. Plus, exclusively on HD Digital, commercial free music channels like All 80s, Hip Hop, Dance Tracks, and Traditional Jazz. HD Digital, free and clear. Discover the next evolution of radio online at quakeradio.com.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
All right, this time we're good to go. Brought to you by J.C. Penney. It's all inside. San Pablo, 80 westbound, right before San Pablo Dam Road. Got a bad problem. Overturned car on its side along with several other cars. CHP is there. They're blocking at least one lane. Thanks to Quake listener Mark, who called on our traffic tip line to let us know about it. It's going to be slow from the Richmond Parkway past that problem. There's a box in the right lane of 580 eastbound before High Street. We don't know what's in it, so try not to hit it. 880 northbound of Marina Boulevard. Car stalled in the left lane. In San Mateo, there's a roof rack. CHP will have to run a traffic break to get it out of the lanes. 280 northbound before 92. The metering lights are on for about 45 minutes this morning. Baybridge Toll Plaza, they're back off. Traffic lighter than normal, no real delays, and the upper deck looks fine, too. It's the JCPenney lowest price of the spring sale this Saturday only. Stores open early at 8 a.m. tomorrow with incredible door busters, 8 a.m. till 1. It's all inside. JCPenney. 7:34, here's a look at what's happening at 960 The Quake. President Bush will be in California for a long weekend of politics and maybe a little R&R. They say it's a low-key visit, but lots of progressives are planning on protesting this weekend. Bush will arrive in the Bay Area on Air Force One about 1:40 at Moffett Field. He's going to meet with Governor Schwarzenegger in a brief meeting, but enough time for the governor to press Bush on vital California issues like our levee system and immigration. And then the president is off to Cisco Systems. Protests are scheduled outside the main gate of Cisco from 1 till 4, organized by Global Exchange and other groups. The president's going to stay in Marin, or actually Sonoma County, this weekend, and there are protests planned to greet him when he goes there as well. Gas prices in the Bay Area are going through the roof. The sticker shock you see when you fill up, as we know, isn't pleasant. Pawn shops say their business is increasing, with some customers saying that they're selling things to buy gas. Pumps ran dry at scattered gas stations as fuel terminals and refineries are struggling to adapt to ethanol and fuel mixes. And there were 8 stations in the Philadelphia area that were completely out of fuel yesterday. Now, Bay Area stations are not to that point yet. Yet. Volunteers are needed for this weekend's Earth Day cleanup. California State Parks Foundation is organizing it at places like Golden Gate Park and Candlestick Point and on the San Mateo Coast and in Marin at Samuel Taylor Park. Many, many opportunities for you to volunteer and get involved for Earth Day 2006, and you can find out more information about it at calparks.org. Quake weather for the weekend. It'll be partly cloudy this afternoon, highs in the 60s, then a chance of rain overnight tonight and into early tomorrow. It doesn't look like it's a real big chance, but Weather Service wants to keep it in the forecast, and then clearing on Sunday. I'm John Scott. Now, keeping it real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John. It's 7:36. I'm Paul Wells, and with Willie Brown, and sitting in for Will Durst, Rose Aguilar, we have Elizabeth Goldstein, who's the president of the California Park State Park Foundation, which John just mentioned, all the events for Earth Day, and we're doing a special Earth Day edition of this morning's program here, Keeping It Real.
And did you notice, Paul, that our musicians quickly came aboard with Dock of the Bay?
Exactly. And again, if you want to find out more information about Earth Day and also how to volunteer, you can head over to the website calparks.org. And Elizabeth, because so many people are consumed with the war and gas prices and the latest happenings at the White House, stories about the parks tend to be completely buried. You really have to dig to find information about the parks and news about the parks. Can you talk a little bit about how things have changed under the Bush administration and if federal law greatly impacts what happens at the California parks?
Well, the federal system obviously is technically a separate system, but one of the things that's really extraordinary about California is there's been all kinds of experiments of partnership between the National Park Service and the California State Parks Department. And they've been doing some amazing collaborations here in the Bay Area, down in Southern California, in the Santa Monica Mountains, and also up in the Redwoods. So there's actually collaborations where the two systems are actually working together to find efficient ways to manage the lands together rather than just replicating each other's systems. That stuff has been happening on the ground between the local folks, the California State Park System and the National Park Service. Unfortunately, at the national level, some of the policies affecting the National Park Service have really begun to set a disturbing standard for parks maintenance. They've rejected land acquisition at the federal level that was really critical to some of these partnerships here in California. They have begun to look at their regulatory and operational practices again. And, though that doesn't affect the state park system in particular, we're very concerned that it sets a precedent for the way that park systems should be managed. We really believe that there need to be public-private partnerships around park systems, but we also think that there has to be an essential governmental commitment, and that's true in California as well as at the state and federal levels.
Elizabeth, with the two federal park facilities in San Francisco, and there are two. Mm-hmm. There is a Presidio, and then there's Ford Mason. Mm-hmm. And how much cooperation does the state get from the feds with reference to those two facilities, which are treated by most San Franciscans as if they're part of the San Francisco park system?
Right. Well, we're incredibly graced in the Bay Area to have extraordinary federal parks, and you've named the ones in San Francisco, but of course there's national parks at Fort Baker as well, by the state park system in the Bay Area, East Shore State Park, Candlestick, as you mentioned, Angel Island, Mount Tam, those are all of state parks, and then the glorious state park, the local park system here in San Francisco and in Oakland and in other places. And there is a lot of cooperation across the boundaries here. And I think Rose's point earlier was really true, that people go out to parks, they don't necessarily know which part of the system they're in, and we really should be working together to be as seamless as possible. People should get a good visitor experience wherever they go, and stewardship is really essential here. People come out and participate in things like Earth Day because they care about their parks and want to make improvements in them directly themselves.
And the voice you're hearing is that you hear quite often on the radio and television and other places, Elizabeth Goldstein, who heads the executive director of the State Parks Foundation, a nonprofit organization with a host of volunteers as well as those who fund it, 75,000 members strong, speaking on KQKE 960, the Quake, all about Earth Day. What are some of the other activities surrounding this Earth Day program that you're doing?
Well, we've got incredible volunteers coming out. Our sponsor, our presenting sponsor, PG&E, is actually bringing 1,000 people out to sites all over the Bay Area.
Wait till Bruce Brugman hears that. PG&E is bringing 1,000 people out. He was on with us yesterday, just hammering PG&E left and right, and I'm sure he'll question the sincerity, which is his lot to do. But go right ahead.
Well, you know what? Those folks that are going to be out there, cheek and jowl with all of us who are working in state parks tomorrow, are incredibly sincere, and they're doing incredible work and taking their own personal time out to go out and do the right thing in state parks tomorrow. We appreciate that, and we appreciate your sponsorship, your media sponsorship of the event as well. But there, folks are going to be out there tomorrow, and they're going to be helping to rebuild trails at Angel Island, for instance. They're going to be planting, removing non-native plant material at East Shore. They're going to be working on propagating plants at Candlestick State Recreation Area. They're going to be doing all kinds of things all throughout the system, and most importantly, they're going to be having fun.
And if listeners are interested in volunteering, should they go to the website?
They absolutely should, and that's calparks.org, and we would welcome their participation even at this late date.
And that's rain, shine, sleet, or snow.
It is not going to rain tomorrow, and I kind of doubt there'll be sleet, but things have surprised
me. With global warming, you never know now. That huge chunks of ice that were falling here over the last 8 or 10 days, and in some cases, you know, going through... In fact, and no person was harmed. That's the most wonderful thing about it. But the explanation of where that ice came from, I think some ice truck threw it. But that's my own theory.
It is not going to rain tomorrow. It is not going to rain tomorrow.
The ice chunk throwers are preparing for Bush's visit.
Elizabeth Goldstein, we want to thank you very much. We're looking forward to not only continuing the sponsorship on Earth Day, but participating at every level and trying to do something about making sure that this planet has the benefit of all the technology, the great energy, and the volunteerism that should be associated with maintaining the Earth as we found it.
Well, thank you very much, and hear, hear for that sentiment. See you all tomorrow, I hope.
All right.
And again, the website is calparks.org. To find out more, I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and in for Will Durst, Rose Aguilar, and we have no burst of Durst.
Yeah, you realize how much I have to clean up my act
segment?
With Rose sitting over here. You have no idea how restrained I'm having to be. No, I spend full time trying to keep Will grounded. He floats all the time. He just rises consistently. As a matter of fact, what moves him and elevates him should be put into balloons, and they would never come down to Earth. And he's on his way to Hawaii. Without the benefit of air traffic, he's doing it himself. I can see it now. What is it? Is it a bird? Is it a... No, it's the burst of Durst floating all over the West. But welcome.
Thank you.
And it's nice to be, you know, near someone who appears to be prepared.
Yeah. Well, what's nice about the show is that you guys actually laugh.
We do.
You know, there's some shows out there that are just, you can't listen because they're just too angry, and there's a lot to be angry about right now.
Well,
but you need a little humor.
Well, last night at the Getty Mansion, they had the dinner party hosted by the mayor for the mayor of Paris. He's here visiting on the Sister City deal. And I initially said, I'm not going. No, you got to come. You got to come. I'm glad I went because there was Dianne Feinstein there. There was Nancy Pelosi. There was George Shultz. there was, of course, our own mayor, and each of them got up to do a toast. And, you know, they've gotten, incredibly serious. Diane gave us the history lesson that most of us had forgotten, and she proceeded to say, without what occurred in France, the monarch would have been established, and there would not have been a mayor. And I, of course, got up finally near the end, pushed my way onto the stage, and proceeded to screw the party up badly. I proceeded to say, wait, let's get one thing straight. Senator Feinstein, with all due respect, some of us in San Francisco would have preferred the monarchy. I can see it now. You know, you would, this man who was here as the mayor would have been coming as the king, addressing our king, Mr. Newsom, and it would have been a great exchange between two kingdoms. You should see the look on her face. I mean, just going everywhere. And then, you know, everybody else is so serious, so serious. I got up and talked about how there were three sister cities. There is Paris, San Francisco, and my hometown of Mineola. And they were equally beautiful. And so you're right about people being extraordinarily serious about everything, you know. And, of course, by the time I got up, we were into, like, the eighth glass of wine. So it was, you know, Tony and John Scott level for participation. It was really just a fabulous time. It was like I was right here on the Quake with Will and with Paul and with Bob Agnew's tolerance. It was just fabulous. Now, I will never be invited again to the party, of course. By the way, I was the only evidence of affirmative action. There was nobody else in that room. But it was a great party, though. It was just a great, one of those wonderful San Francisco moments that, you know, you seldom, if ever, get a chance to do. And then at noon today, 12:30, whatever it is, I'm actually hosting the mayor for lunch. And they said, you want to invite the mayor to lunch several weeks? Absolutely. Where are you going to take him to lunch? We take him to lunch at Lace and Charles on Friday. But make sure he comes with money, because we shake dice when we're there. Nobody agrees to pay prior to getting there. You lose, you pay. So I hope the mayor comes, because I want to see him reach into his pocket and get the francs. And I hope he doesn't understand dice at all. So there's nobody watching us, so we can alter the rules to ensure that we win. After all, the French has not been terribly kind to us in Iraq and terribly kind to us in other places. This will be a blow for Stand Up for America. This will be the kind of thing that, Will Durst would do in the Burst of Durst.
All right. And Mayor Brown, I don't know if this is related, but the King of Nepal gave up absolute power. And I don't know if it was related to your speech last night, but it could have been.
It was interesting. They pressured him. And Laura, who was on earlier, is absolutely correct. That guy got pushed out of power by the increased amount of interest from the foot soldiers, from people who just showed up protesting, and the numbers just kept growing. And fortunately, he was not the kind of guy who'd react and squelch them and wipe them out like Saddam supposedly did when there was protest in that country. Let me tell you also, Paul, there's one other hopeful sign in this world that people are changing, and that is that in Iraq, the government, which has been in place 4 or 5 months, that's been unable to reach an accord because the guy that had the job temporarily wouldn't give it up. Yesterday, he released the people committed to him. And so now it looks like there will be some forward progress. My guess is he took one look at Bush's polls. His are still a little bit better than Bush. I'm not joining him. And so that's why he changed his mind, apparently. And now he's going to allow the Shiites, the Kurds, and the Sunnis to step forward and maybe form a government. And that might be a step in the right direction. And then, of course, the reporters yesterday in the comments with the President Hu kept saying, when are you going to be democratic? When are you going to be democratic? He finally turned around and says, what do you mean? And, of course, the reporters had no answer. That's the burst of Durst.
Well, we'll see what else we have in the next segment. You can join in the conversation at 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. Or go to quakeradio.com, the Contact Us button. Click Email Will and Willie and join in the conversation that way. And you can listen online at quakeradio.com. 750. And we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways? Trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers? Working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
...7:54 on this Friday morning, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning, I'm Paul Wells, and Rose Aguilar is in for Will Durst, and Mayor Brown had his own personal burst going into this segment, and so we'll keep it going with our Earth Day theme, and we will hear from Michael Isikoff at Newsweek magazine going into the next hour. Right now, the leading advocate of our Quake listeners of solar energy, Harvey in Berkeley, joins in the conversation, and you wanted to talk to Mayor Brown. Good morning, Harvey.
Thank you. Good morning, and good morning, Mayor Brown, Rose, and Paul. And I'd like to celebrate the Earth Day by introducing the next form of transportation, the solar plug-in hybrid. Well, hybrid cars are basically electric cars. They have an electric motor at each wheel. And they're just about to introduce the plug-in hybrid, and you can see that at E-Drive, that's letter E, Drive, System, S-T-Y-S-T-E-M-S, Systems.com, E-DriveSystems.com. But I've been studying solar energy a long time, and they have something called thin-film photovoltaics, where they vacuum deposit a thin layer onto a surface of photovoltaic material, and I think that car bodies, because I think car bodies can be can have a photovoltaic surface on them, because I recently went to a website that had to do with I was checking out photovoltaic or vacuum deposit silicon, and it turned out that the Xerox machine, which has a cylinder in it, has a coating of photovoltaic material on it, a vacuum deposit coating. So if they can vacuum deposit on round objects, then car bodies, fenders, hoods, tops can all have a photovoltaic coating. So I think that would be a car that essentially is always charging on the sun, both direct and indirect light. So you drive it to work, and then it sits there under the sunlight all day, charging up for the drive home. And the car could also be used as a power source in case of an emergency. So it also turns out that silicon is the second most abundant element on the Earth's surface. And other elements that are photovoltaic are like titanium dioxide, and we have a whole bunch of new nanotechnology photovoltaic materials coming online. So I think that Ford and GM, who have been having so much trouble, I think if they gave California the solar plug-in hybrid, I think that they would really help to clean up the planet. We could save the gasoline and oil for future generations. We don't have to use it all now. We use it for so many other things, like feedstocks for
Hey, Harvey?
Yes.
I'm just checking out the website, and it says that using a normal house outlet, a nightly recharge of about a dollar's worth of electricity cuts the gasoline consumption in half for over 50 miles the following day. A lot of people are concerned about how much these cars cost. Do you know how much this one's going to be?
No, I don't. I don't know the market prices, because I'm talking about a car that's that is in our near future. I haven't really checked out the prices. But another interesting fact about these cars is that there's another website called www.xsunx.com. xsunx, it's a letter X. And they make photovoltaic glass so that even the windows on the car can be making electricity. So I say that our future lies in the solar plug-in hybrid.
But Harvey, don't you understand and appreciate the fact that these American entrepreneurs are frankly not going to do any of this without either one being subsidized or it shows a potential for great profit. And that's why Rose asked the question about affordability, where GM and Ford and Chrysler are having all kinds of trouble making ends meet, so to speak, and making money for their investors and for their shareholders. It seems to me, for those of us who advocated on this Earth Day, we ought to be giving them a roadmap that will motivate them, and we know it's profit. You still there, Harvey?
Yes. I don't think they have to play the gasoline game anymore. I think I know the technology is here now, and this is the time. And I think that if they did that, they would be selling a lot of cars, because they always seem to be behind the ball instead of in front of it. And I think if they develop plug-in hybrid, they would be in front of the game, and they would do very, very well.
It'll say on the side, Harvey, when it passes you.
Harvey is our listener who's the leading advocate of solar power and joining us on our pre-Earth Day special program here with Rose Aguilar in for Will Durst. It's Keeping It Real with Will Willie on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Progressive lives here. Broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
There are gas stations here that are just shut down.
Some gas stations along the East Coast starting to close. No gas. That's because as some gas distribution terminals run out of the current blend, they're temporarily closing the tanks to clean them before pumping in the new blend. John Eichenberger of the National Association of Convenience Stores says the reason for the terminal shutdowns, the new blend contains ethanol that can cause big problems if the tanks aren't spotless.
Ethanol is a solvent, so any type of mineral deposits that might be on the side of our tank, if we don't get those off before the ethanol is introduced, it will put those deposits into our gasoline and start clogging the filters in our dispensers.
Five Kansas students could face charges if they planned a shooting rampage at their high school in the town of Riverton. They're scheduled for a court appearance this afternoon. State Attorney General Phil Klein says local authorities were totally justified in making the arrests.
When law enforcement receives and school officials receive a threat that is particular in nature, that indicates some evidence of planning, they have to act.
Authorities say the five boys were making plans for a school massacre similar to the one at Columbine High School in Colorado 7 years ago. Now that Iraq's transitional Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari has offered to step down, it appears a stalemate's been broken, allowing the parliament to convene this weekend and move forward. Correspondent Ryan Chilcote tells us the Iraqi people are getting impatient about getting a new government formed.
It's been 4 months since the Iraqi people went to the polls in the millions defining the insurgents' threats to form this government, and they want to see it formed now. Sooner rather than later.
The Bush administration feels the same way. It's been pressuring the Iraqi lawmakers to get going on a new government. A New Jersey appeals court has cleared the way for former NBA star Jason Williams to be retried on a reckless manslaughter charge. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Good morning, it's 8:03. This report is brought to you by JCPenney. It's all inside. Bad crash in San Pablo, 80 westbound after El Portal. Car overturned. Several other vehicles may have hit it. Bad wreck. CHP is there. They're blocking at least the right lane. And it's going to be slow from the Richmond Parkway, Fitzgerald, up to that crash scene. Now, the rest of the East Shore Freeway, not too bad. Traffic lighter than normal at the toll plaza. Metering lights are off, and the backup is minimal. San Mateo roof rack in the left lane that called for CHP traffic break in a few minutes. Also, two cars in the center divide, perhaps looking for their wayward roof rack. 580 westbound at Castro Valley Boulevard. Something large and something metal sitting in the right lanes. It's the JCPenney lowest price of the spring sale. It's tomorrow only. Doors open early at 8 a.m. with incredible doorbusters from 8 a.m. until 1. It's all inside JCPenney. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Good morning, 8:06 on this Friday. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown. Rose Aguilar is in for Will Durst today. And usually at this time, we get to talk to Newsweek's senior investigative reporter, Michael Isikoff, joining us from Washington, D.C. Hey, what's the gas prices like in Washington, Michael?
Pretty astronomical. I don't know. I was in a cab the other day, and the guy was saying, hey, you know, this is going to go to $4. So other than like driving, if you want to take a cab, I mean, those guys are going to get squeezed. They'll probably raise cab prices. Not good for getting around.
Michael, it's already $4 in Beverly Hills.
Is it really?
California. Yeah. Rose, yeah, who's sitting in today from Will Durst, tells us that, her friends and relatives down there are paying that kind of money.
Right.
Okay, this is not the kind of thing, you know, politically, because we talk about politics, right, when you call. I mean, going into an election year, $4 a gallon gas prices, not good for people in power, you would think.
I've got to tell you that, having been a candidate for some 16, 17 times for public office, and successfully, I would think that this would be my issue. If I was looking for a way to get rid of the current people holding office, I would just go door to door telling you, I'm going to promise lower gas prices.
Right. Right.
And that would be.
And remember, you know, what was the first big domestic initiative after beyond tax cuts before 9/11 that was sucking up a lot of oxygen in Washington? Remember, it was the Cheney Energy Task Force. So, you know, if I were running for office, say, hey, you're the candidate. I'm just the reporter. But you know, I would think that there would be a you know, a way to tie all these things together. You know, you people said you were going to do something about this, and what did you end up doing?
Well, there's a piece in the Times today that says Democratic candidates in 10 of the 34 Senate races are going to be talking about gas prices this week. How are Republicans going to respond to this, especially in light of the fact that, you know, Bush said we're addicted to oil at his State of the Union, but we haven't heard much about how he's going to deal with that addiction?
Yeah. Look, there's no question. This is a problem. This is a problem. I think that. You know, I don't think they've got a good answer for this one. And given that so much of the perceptions of Iraq are very much tied in with stability in the region, our interests in the region are because of energy prices, we launched this, you know, controversial war that has killed over 2,000 of our soldiers, and what is the tangible result from it that Americans see, you know, in their pocketbooks, and it's skyrocketing gas prices.
Michael,
and I don't know that you can make the connection, you know, in a real sense, but in an emotional sense and in a general sense, I think that's, you know, that plays.
Michael, and there appears to be some serious movement among staff at the White House.
That appears to be. Well, there is. You know? Scott McClellan is gone.
Is Helen next?
I, I'm sorry, you mean Harriet Myers?
Harriet Myers, not Helen. Myers. I'm not Helen Thomas.
Well, there's certainly speculation about that. Yeah, Bolton, you know, it's interesting. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago when Card was replaced for Bolton. The read a lot of us had is, well, that's not a shakeup. I mean, Bolton's an in-house guy. He's been there from the beginning. He's not going to shake the place up. He does seem to be trying to do that, but how far that gets, I don't know. Look, Scott McClellan was like low-hanging fruit. If you're going to make a change in the way people perceive you, I mean, you start with the guy who's out there every day. And, look, nice guy, but, you know, this was a pure example of how Bush hurts himself with the whole personal loyalty thing. I mean, you know, Scott McClellan had been with him since Austin. He liked the guy. He is a nice guy. But as a spokesman for your administration, I mean, he was a disaster. He was a punching bag in those briefings. That's what people saw on the TV every night. Clearly, he wasn't in the loop. Clearly, he was given stuff to say that you know, didn't hold up. He wasn't given the truth, the leak investigation, and how he like went before everybody and assured them that Karl Rove and Scooter Libby were not involved, and you know, and then it came out that in fact they were. I mean, all this really undermined his credibility, and since he's the most visible spokesman for the White House, it undermined the White House's credibility.
What's your take on the man who took over as the management of the Budget Office?
Oh, Portman?
Yes.
Supposed to be a smart guy. I mean, you know, knows the stuff, but you know, that is not a high-profile job. It's not one that's out there. That's not going to solve this president's political problems.
Well, is a shakeup even going to solve his problems? Because, you know, Scott McClellan is the messenger who basically, can I say, lied many times from that podium? I mean, is it...
Well, no, I don't think you can, because I think he was just given talking points to say.
Well, how is it?
That was my whole point about him not being in the loop.
And how is it going to change with just a new face up there being given the same message?
Well, look, I mean, Tony Snow, who they're talking about, is a very credible and likable, you know, and serious guy. He's a serious player. He would insist on being in the loop. He would insist on having a say and shaping the message himself, which would mean knowing the facts and then weighing in a serious way that McClellan never would or could. And that's also why the demotion of Rove, taking him off policy matters and taking him down a notch is important, because I think that the message very much was governed by what Rove dictated.
You do consider that a demotion, huh?
Well, demotion. I think it's taken him down a notch. Look, he's still there. He's still going to have the influence with the president. But look, at the end of the day, at this point in time, the message thing is, you know, it's a factor, but this president's popularity and his standing with the American public rests on, you know, one overriding thing: Iraq. It's the singular initiative, distinctive initiative of his presidency, going to war in a war of choice that we didn't have to wage. And how that goes is going to govern how Bush is going to determine how Bush is perceived by the American public for the rest of his term and by historians.
That's the voice of Mike Isikoff.
I'm sorry, and then now with the gas prices, that is, you know, as I say, that's something that hits home like no other issue out there.
Michael, let me ask you a question. I noticed that the head guy who's been acting till now said yesterday that, hey, I'm out of here, do somebody else. And then the Kurds and the Sunnis and the Shiites all think optimistically now that maybe they can put a government together. How important is that to the process of extricating ourselves from Iraq?
Oh, it's critical. We can't extricate ourselves if there isn't a government that's functioning to turn power over to and to keep the country together. If we don't want to leave a country in complete disarray and in the midst of a endless bloody civil war, there has to be a functioning government. Now, what I am told is, Jafari's, everybody wanted Jafari out of there. He was not seen as a forceful, powerful, effective leader. But the guy they're talking about, as at least one of the guys they're talking about as a replacement for him, Ali al-Adib, is one of his top aides. He's a doctor. He's not considered a particularly strong leader either. So it may not make that big of a difference. I mean, people are pleased, and I think the White House is pleased, that Jafari is going to step down, if in fact, or at least seems to be saying he's going to step down. But that doesn't, just getting rid of an Iraqi leader, as we've already learned painfully, doesn't quite do the trick. It's finding the person to replace him.
I wanted to touch on contracts real quick. We're talking to Michael Isikoff, editor of Newsweek on 960 The Quake.
Not editor, please. Don't
Sorry.
Promote me.
He is a senior investigative reporter. Why don't we get to that question in just a moment and take care of a couple of things as we are keeping it real here with Rose Aguilar in for Will Durst, joining Mayor Willie Brown, and I'm Paul Wells. On this Friday at 8:16, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Giving you a front row seat for the White House follies and those both local and global, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And good morning, 820, I'm Paul Wells. Rose Aguilar is with us in for Will Durst. And on the phone right now, Mike Isikoff, the senior White House, well, investigative reporter in Washington, D.C. for Newsweek magazine.
And, Mike, I wanted to ask you about Iraq contracts in a minute, but during the break we were talking about Karl Rove's role now that he's going to solely focus on the 2006 election. And a lot of Republicans are concerned that because their base is angry with them about so many things, they might stay home. Do you think that Rove is going to grasp on to another issue like he did in the 2004 election to get people to the polls that, you know, really... It is the wedge issue, sort of like gay marriage. Is it going to be gay adoption this time, or what are you hearing?
I don't know. You know, clearly that's always part of it, securing the base. I suspect we'll probably see some effort at the, I mean, I don't know about the gay adoption thing. I just don't know enough about that. But, I mean, you know, the gay marriage proposal is something that they're wedded to. There'll probably be a congressional push to have some sort of vote on it. But, I is that going to cut this time and the way it did last time when there's so much else that people are upset about? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure for some voters that's important, but I doubt it's going to be a dominating theme in this election.
Probably not. I mean, we found an article earlier that said people are pawning their personal goods to pay for gas. I mean, when you think about a person who makes minimum wage, who's paying $3 a gallon for gas, these are really hard times.
And also, how do most people in this country vacation?
Exactly.
You know? I mean, they drive. I mean, you're doubling the cost of their vacation right there.
Now, I wanted to talk about contracts in Iraq. A couple days ago, Philip Bloom admitted to giving $2 million in cash and gifts to officials in exchange for their help in getting reconstruction contracts. His firm's got $8.6 million in reconstruction deals. Million. Now, we have given Iraqi contractors $600 million in cash. There's literally bundles of cash going over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there's this company called Blackwater that's being sued by four families whose family members died because they worked for Blackwater and they didn't give them the proper tools they needed to be safe. Now, when is this going to catch steam? I mean, we're getting parts of it. You could find great stories if you search for it. 60 Minutes did a really good piece about contractors and found out, I love this part. Now, we have a choice between buying Halliburton hand towels. We can either spend a dollar for a hand towel, a regular white hand towel, or we can spend $5 for a hand towel with the Halliburton insignia on it. Guess which one we bought? The $5 towel. But
now, that one I haven't seen.
Oh,
where'd you see that? I want to look into that one.
60 Minutes did a fabulous piece on what we're spending over there. But when is this going to gain steam? I mean, this stuff should be on the front page of the papers.
Well, there's been a lot on it. I mean, generally it requires some finding of fraud before it catches steam in some investigation. This recent court case this week got some attention, but not dominating attention. I think that it will. It's going to require a more, it always t- takes one example to hit home. I mean, remember during the 1980s, you know, it was the $400 toilet seat or something. You know, it's something like that that makes it real for people that for this to catch on. I mean, one of the problems is this is mostly, I mean, they're all in Iraq. It's services and goods being sold, you know, to Iraq. I mean, it has to have something in order to cut. It has to hit home for people, and I'm just not sure any of the stories. Although I did like this towel story.
Yeah,
Mike,
I'll have to look into that.
Michael Willie Brown here on the Quake 960, and we really appreciate your always being so well informed with us.
I got one question for you, Mr.
Shoot.
Because it's the one thing in San Francisco I pay attention to and I'm interested in. Barry Bonds.
Well, he's hitting 214. He's had about 5 or 6 hits so far this year.
Right. No, I know.
His elbow is killing him. His elbow.
Do you cheer for Barry Bonds?
I do. I am a big, big. Oh, I'm a good friend of Barry Bonds too. So, and I have been of the family for years and years. His father, then of course his uncle, or godfather as he calls him, Willie Mays. I'm friend with his aunt Rosie Bonds, who was part of the Olympic team.
So all the evidence
female side.
That he's been cheating.
Well, you never know what is what is not, because they blur. At the time that the first part of the book starts, there were no restrictions imposed. If you recall, McGuire had the stuff in his locker, and you saw it in the photographs, and there was an acknowledgement of it. Barry, I think, is telling the truth when he says he's not knowingly taken any substance that have been banned or should be banned.
Do you want to see him break Hank Aaron's record?
I want to see him hit 800 home runs. I don't think that's possible. As a matter of fact, I don't even know he's going to get one more this year with the way he's hitting these days. He's really way down the food chain when it comes to swinging the baseball bat.
Yeah.
And he's not being walked as much as he has in previous years.
Right.
And as I said, he's in, you know, this is what, like the 13th, 14th, maybe 15th game of the season, and Barry Bonds still doesn't have a home run.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds only has like 4 or 5 hits. He's batting cleanup, and he's hitting less than his weight. I mean, I don't know how long you carry a $20 million guy who can't deliver.
Yeah.
And we haven't a bad season so far. We have a core of relievers, and combined, their earn run average is about 7 runs you know, per inning. It's just terrible.
Yeah.
Just
well,
off.
Anyway, I've been curious about that ever since we started here, just to hear what your thoughts were. So,
But he's gonna just. I got to tell you, he's gonna be all right. By the time we get to Washington to play the Nationals, and I know you will go.
Oh,
out
I'll be there.
To visit. Yes, I know you go out to visit. He'll be all right. He'll be in pretty good
shape.
Well,
when I saw him late last year when he came out, God, was he booed. I mean,
he'll be booed. He'll be continuously booed. Except the boos are getting, they aren't as a lusty as they were, because he's no longer the threat. And all of a sudden, you begin to see, you know, does he need a walker? You know, you don't boo somebody who's really almost a victim of his own success. And Barry is slowly but surely approaching that. But I predict he's going to break out and earn the boos by knocking the ball out of the park every time he steps up to the plate.
Right.
Quick final question for you, Michael Isikoff of Newsweek, where you have our Earth Day special here that we're doing on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, because that is tomorrow. What's going on in D.C. on Earth Day?
You've hit me out of left field with that one.
Yes, I did, and deliberately.
I don't want to sort of expose my lack of environmental credentials, but I haven't a clue.
And that's can you imagine any journalist anywhere saying that they don't have a clue? How refreshing! I hope that my fellow politicians are listening closely, because they could use that guidance
as well. Right. And Michael,
that ought to have been what Scott McClellan said. He should have answered a lot of these questions at the White House.
I don't have a clue.
Right.
But Michael, last night I spent a little bit of time with both leader Nancy Pelosi and U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who absolutely has taken the administration on at every turn. My guess is that Rumsfeld, who thinks he's now dodged a bullet, I don't think he has, because Dianne will be back there next week screaming about his termination.
Okay. All right. Listen, hey, I got to go, guys. But
all right.
Yes, and
talk to you next week.
You might want to tune into HBO for Lori David's special, Too Hot Not to Handle, on global warming, Michael. You might get some of the clues about it there. She was a guest earlier on our program today, and as we warm up for Earth Day, Michael Gosney, who's holding an event tomorrow evening in San Francisco. It is going to be a digital be-in. Actually, the 14th annual in San Francisco. He'll be joining us as a guest, keeping it real with Will and Willie. And now here's our friend John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
All right, Paul, thank you. It's 8:29. Let's start with the cars in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. And we're brought to you this time by Wells Fargo. San Mateo overturned car just happened on 280 southbound after 92. You have half the freeway blocked at the 92 interchange. We'll keep you updated. Stalled motorcycle down in the left lane of the upper deck right after Treasure Island. And we'll go to the East Shore Freeway, where an overturned crash that was really messing up traffic now on the shoulder. And it looks like things are moving out, but you've got a pretty slow backup from Hilltop down to El Portal. Then it's all right. It's okay as you get up to the Baybridge Toll Plaza. No metering lights, no delays. One other peninsula problem to let you know about: a two-car wreck in the fast lane of 280 southbound before Edgewood Road. Someday you'd like to make home improvements, renovations, or even send your kid to college. Today you can get a home equity account from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday? Get started today from Wells Fargo. The next stage. It's 8:30. Here's a look at what's happening on 960 The Quake. President Bush visits the Bay Area today for a weekend of a little work and a little rest. He'll arrive at Moffitt 1:40 this afternoon, and he'll meet with Governor Schwarzenegger for a few minutes. There are protests planned as the president makes an appearance at Cisco Systems, President's motorcade, but a statement made nonetheless. The 39th annual Northern California Cherry Blossom Festival is this weekend, a big deal in San Francisco. Most of the 90-plus events are free, and you can find them at the Japan Center or Post in Buchanan. The festival grand parade is Sunday, starts at 1 o'clock from City Hall, then up Polk to Post. And you can find out more at NCCBF, Northern California Cherry Blossom Festival. .org. The California State Parks Foundation has its Earth Day Restoration and Cleanup Program in action tomorrow. Thousands of people working on environmental projects throughout California. An army of volunteers set to ascend on places like Berkeley's East Shore State Park, Martin Luther King Regional Shoreline in Oakland, Samuel Taylor Park in Marin, where they'll be cleaning up Lagunitas Creek, among other projects, and also a gathering at Alum Rock Park in San Jose. There's a lot more. Some of the events are full, but if you'd like to volunteer, please do at calparks.org. Quake weather? Cloudy today, but at least partly cloudy, with highs in the 60s. Chance of rain overnight tonight and into early tomorrow, but then clearing on Sunday and again with highs in the 60s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Gavin Newsom endorses 960 DeQuake's efforts to reach you on the issues.
He served as moderator of our great debate.
I hope tonight, as we discuss interesting things around Iraq war and gay marriage and gun control and all these issues that drive so much of talk radio today, that we focus not only on the problems, but on the solution.
The issues that are important to you, your feedback, and information on our plans for more debates. All available at QuakeRadio.com.
Thirty-six on this Friday morning, and it's our pre-Earth Day special. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, and I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown. Rose Aguilar in for Will Durst, who's on his way to the beautiful tropical island paradise of Hawaii. And in with us, the founder of The Digital Being, an annual Earth Day event here in San Francisco, is Michael Gosney. Welcome to The Quake.
Hey, Paul. Glad to be here.
Hey, Michael, tell us a little bit about the Digital Bean. This is the 14th annual Digital Bean.
That's
in
right.
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started this event back in 1989, and it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek tip of the hat to the original Human Bean that was held in January of 1967. And this was during Macworld Expo in the early days of the tech boom, and we had a magazine called Verbum Magazine, which was an early digital art magazine, and this was simply our party at Macworld Expo. But after by the fourth year, it became more of a public event in San Francisco, and we tied in a lot of the people that had been involved through the 60s since the Human Being. During the 90s, it became really kind of the place where a lot of the cyber culture emerged, really, the whole ethos of kind of a progressive evolutionary technology movement.
And this year's theme is Earth Day, and you're going to be having panels and symposiums.
Yes, the theme is actually Planet Code, and the last six or seven events have had themes, and our themes are usually kind of predicting trends in the technology field. And we had been looking forward to doing a BN that addressed the green theme, and this would be the one. And we picked Earth Day as the date to do it.
So for people who are interested, the event is on Saturday night, And it's going to be held at the Soma Arts Cultural Center. And you can find more information at b-in.com, b-in.com. So tell us, there's going to be panels, but there's also going to be a lot of entertainment and music.
Yes. Well, it starts with a symposium, so we're encouraging people to come early for the 5 o'clock networking session. And then from 6 to 9 is a symposium with three different panels, and we have some different groups. The Planet Work group here in town and Imaginify have helped us organize the symposium. But beginning at 9 o'clock, there's an array of musical acts, performance pieces, DJs. There's an outdoor area and two large indoor spaces. So as in the past, it's really kind of a multimedia event with a lot of things going on, a lot of artwork, and it combines, you know, what we call conscious entertainment, which is with the content, with the theme of the event. And so we attempt to educate as well as entertain.
Michael, what's the price and again, the location?
Well, it's 934 Brannan Street, right at 8th and Brannan at SOMARTS. And it's $25 at the door and $20 in advance. The website is be-in.com, and tickets can be bought online as well.
And the larger message here is you were talking about green businesses and how the high-tech industry during the dot-com boom sort of embraced this notion that we're going to change the world by providing, you know, food that you order within 5 minutes in your office.
Yes, right.
That didn't go very far, although it was fun at the time.
Yeah.
But now,
pet food even.
Yeah. Exactly. But now these companies seem to be really embracing this whole concept of being green.
Well, I think what we've been seeing and certainly what led to the theme of this event is that here in San Francisco, it is an evolutionary place on the planet, and we've already changed the world, so to speak, with the technology revolution. And many of us are seeing, and by the way, I've been involved from early on in the digital media world, we've seen parallels between the early tech boom here in San Francisco and what we're now seeing with the Green Festival and other events and last year's World Environment Day. We're seeing a similar pattern of startup companies and new communities emerging around the green. And so we're seeing a green economy coming. And interestingly, our event has always been predictive. It's been kind of a bellwether of where the values and the trends are going in the industry. And this year, and we've usually been a year or two ahead of the mainstream industry, but this year we had a wonderful thing happened, the California Clean Tech Open, which is a consortium of Silicon Valley VC firms, Stanford University, and so forth. They've created a green business plan startup, a green startup competition, and they're reviewing business plans to fund. And so, anyway, the whole initiative is meant to foster this emergent green economy.
Any headliners on the appearance on the panel side that people would readily recognize, and any headliners on the entertainment side?
Well, you know, we have some very distinguished speakers, and oftentimes the folks who are really on the cutting edge maybe aren't quite as well known. Probably our most visible figure in the symposium is Randy Hayes, who was the founder of the Rainforest Action Network and has been very active on many fronts locally here, running Jerry Brown's environmental initiatives over in Oakland. And he has a lot of wonderful things going on. We also have Greg Steltenpole, who was the founder of Odwalla Juices and has been the spearhead of the Intera Project, which is a green community card, a discount card for green products and services that's being developed. We think Mayor Newsom may make an appearance. He's scheduled to do so, but he has a lot of obligations, so we're hoping to see him.
Almost every year, however, you have extended the invitation to mayors to participate.
Yes, and I'm delighted to be sitting here with you, Willie, because it was one of my favorite moments when you took the stage at the 11th Digital Be-In, and that was a wonderful evening with Ken Kesey's final appearance at the BN with the magic bus outside and Willie Brown speaking inside. It was great.
And believe me, it's well worth one's visit and becoming associated with and exposed to and the whole world of technology as it often is on display at the BN. Plus now the added component of sensitivity on the environmental side and on the green side. I can see Al Gore wandering in since he is now kind of in resident here in
Absolutely.
San Francisco. And he's actually nationally merged his commitment on the technological side and his commitment on the efforts for the do something about the globe and how warm it's becoming. Yes. And it's almost magic to watch his use mm-hmm. of all of the incredible achievements of the world of technology to display the knowledge bank that has been acquired about what's happening to the globe.
Exactly.
It really is a symbol of the kind of program that you're talking about doing.
Absolutely. And in fact, we did invite Al. He spoke at our World Environment Day event at Fort Mason last year, which was really, really fabulous to see his PowerPoint. And I think we're all very encouraged with the work and he and others are doing to really wake people up to the reality and the fact that there are solutions, and that's what we're all about with this event, is looking at the solutions, and there are many.
Do you drive an automobile?
Yes, I do.
What's the most you've paid for gasoline in the last week or so? Per gallon.
I try not to pay attention. I
because the prices are dramatically up. Rose was telling us that she did some checking, mm-hmm. and in Beverly Hills, of all places, and not on Rodeo Boulevard, it's probably higher there, but $4 a gallon in Beverly Hills.
Is that right?
For gasoline. There are some places in Northern California where they're at, I don't know, over $3 a gallon. Yesterday, I think somebody was buying gas for $3.17, Will said, out in the neighborhood.
Wow.
Out in the Western Addition area. And so all of a sudden, the issue of gasoline is going to cause you to become riveted, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about cities without cars?
That's a goal that would be contributive to the reduction, my guess, yeah. in global warming.
Yeah.
And it's on a needed basis.
And
but with the consumption of fuel at the level that it's going, reality may overtake all of us.
Mm-hmm. And we
play where we do whatever mm-hmm. so that we reduce the need for this these long-distance travels. And I noticed that there is a reversal of people who formerly thought it was the suburban area they wanted to live in. They're now reversing that process right. and coming back into downtown because they discovered that if they have to drive to Starbucks, it just doesn't work.
Right now, there's some people behind the wheels of some very large automobiles going, I maybe shouldn't have bought this Hummer. Maybe this wasn't the best choice. Michael Gosney of the Digital BN, thank you for dropping by, being a guest on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And tomorrow, the Digital BN is happening.
Yep.
And it starts at 5 with the Planet Code Symposium. You can find out more by going to the website, that's BN.com. And attend this event, and we'll keep it real, and we'll keep San Francisco on the cutting edge of Earth Day celebrations, as the Earth Day in America did start with the symposium here in the city of San Francisco, where we do Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Rose Aguilera is in for Will Durst, and in our next segment, What Would Willie Do? 848 on 960 The Quake.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
WWWD, what would Willie do? Mayor Willie Brown, a question right out of the news.
Oh, the intro. Yeah. The music is just fabulous. I love it. I love it.
And here on this Friday, with President Bush going to touch down at Moffett Field and go to a speech at Cisco Systems today, having met with the Chinese counterpart, Hu Jintao, yesterday, he apologized for the lone heckler that showed up during the president's visit with him in D.C. What would Willie do?
Well, I think that he conducted himself appropriately. When you invite someone in to your home, and one of your kids proceeds to do something really terrible, you know, like mooning them or something, you do need to apologize for the inappropriate conduct, no matter what one thinks of that particular visitor. As a matter of fact, on this occasion in Washington, D.C., allegedly the person who started the shout had gotten into the place by virtue of presenting journalist credentials, and those journalist credentials by this particular individual turns out to be, I suppose, credentials provided by the Falun Gong. And the Falun Gong, of course, is a organization that has been somewhat critical in China of the PRC's management and handling of
the government. They have been doggedly pursuing the leadership on the Chinese side, just as some protesters doggedly pursue the leadership in America of George Bush. And every opportunity, they avail themselves of protesting, but not like the people who protest in America. We don't burst in, for an example, to that place in Napa Valley where the president's staying, and while he's having breakfast, start screaming at him, as apparently it was the case here in Washington, D.C. And they tend, their tendency is to try to develop and get attention. They succeeded in doing that, and it was appropriate and is appropriate for Mr. Bush to apologize to his visitor from China. After all, the visitor from China stopped in Seattle and purchased, I don't know, eons of new 787s, which translates into a huge number of new jobs, I suspect, or the continuation of jobs. And obviously, Mr. Bush had some discussions, and there were some agreements and some disagreements. There were some arguments about what should and would be the case on the issue of the use of resources. Although the Chinese government has been responsible for lots of our purchase of our bonds and our government debt, and if they called it, it would might present a real challenge. There obviously are some issues involving human rights that is being addressed and would be addressed and could be addressed. All those things, I think, were part of the discussions. It doesn't appear that there was any real productivity from these discussions except the opening dialogue between the two most powerful nations on this planet and on this globe. And as long as that dialogue keeps going, it's of great value. And as long as there is mutual respect, that dialogue will keep going, and maybe it will produce something. And the distraction didn't take away from one iota, I don't think, of what actually went on in Washington between the meeting of the head of China and the head of this nation.
Well, the trade imbalance has really grown during the Bush administration.
Well, I think that when you have Walmart as the main outlet for Chinese-produced products, and Walmart having such a decisive share of the retail industry in America in terms of its outlets, I think you're going to have a continuous trade imbalance. Have you been able to pick up any object that didn't say made in China? I mean, it's unbelievable. Almost everything now seems to be made in China. At one time, it was only the stuff you bought down at Fisherman's Wharf. Now you can go to Tiffany's. I suspect, not that I go to Tiffany's, but almost every place, everything is made in China. And if that is going to be the case, there's going to continuously be a huge trade imbalance. In my visit down to Southern California last week, I got to tell you, I've never seen wall-to-wall trucks all coming from that port in Long Beach in Los Angeles and headed into the interior of Southern California, delivering goods that have been taken off of the ships that came in. And I got to believe that most of those ships originated in China, bringing goods that have been produced in China. Therein, you can look and see the trade imbalance, and that trade imbalance is not going to alter itself in the near future.
No, and it's probably going to get worse, because the president of China said that he wants to open more markets to American goods. And the United States, we spent $200 billion more on Chinese imports than the Chinese spent on American goods.
Yeah, but keep in mind, the Chinese then took the money that they had apparently received and bought our bonds. And in some cases, our bonds are near junk status and the other instruments of government. So this, the world economy operates relatively interesting in that, we buy all of the goods you produce and you take the money and buy our debt.
Buy our debt. $260 billion is being held by China. American U.S. Treasury debt. $260 billion.
You know what I've always wanted, Paul? I've always wanted somebody to hold my debt.
Yeah, that's the dream of every in-debt American right now. Betsy Rosenberg of EcoTalk joins us in the next segment. We'll take a look at what's going on in the world right now, and we will fill you in on some of the protests happening as the president touches down on the quake, 960 AM.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold.